Penelope's eyebrows rise, a spark of curiosity lighting up his face. It means they were given private access to the gallery to view the prints. Her face breaks into a sly grin as he connects the dots. Penelope. That's right. Every person had to sign the guest book. Brilliant. It means those lithographs were not forced upon unsuspecting eyes, but presented to those who willingly sought out the exhibition. They share a moment of realization, the truth shining through the haze. Hugh. Exactly. The accusations of public indecency hold no ground. The guests had to actively seek out the controversial art. Helen merely facilitated their access to an exhibition that required consent. Penelope rises from her seat, a newfound energy coursing through her veins. Penelope. This changes everything. We can use this to defend the gallery, to defend Helen, to prove that she was not responsible for any indecency. We'll gather evidence, testimonies from those who willingly signed the guest book, who appreciated the artistry without judgment. The room is engulfed in a hazy cloud of smoke, with Dan and Hugh sitting amidst the intoxicating fumes. The Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows reverberates through the air, distorting their perceptions and heightening their contemplation. Phew. You couldn't see inside unless you, like, pressed your nose against the glass. And even then, all you could see were these harmless scribbles. Man, Hugh's mind races, connecting the dots as he begins to see the truth. Hugh, so that's why I couldn't capture a photo of the front gallery without reflections. The photographer used a polarizing filter to see through the window. Dan, now fully immersed in the revelation, jumps up, his voice filled with excitement. They exchange a look of profound understanding, their minds aflame with the brilliance of their discovery. They stand together, their stone minds focused and determined to bring forth the revelations that lie beneath the surface. More boos. They toast, Dan. We've cracked it. The truth, the deception, we can expose it all. Hugh. Helen deserves justice and the world deserves to see the truth. All for Helen, Penelope and Eugene. Hugh, under his breath. Bugger Eugene, Penelope. Come on, Hugh. The drink cognac as a toast to their genius at cracking to code. And another drink of wine and another round of schnapps. Fade out. In T.E. Dan's apartment. London. Morning. The morning sun streams through the windows, revealing a scene of aftermath. Empty wine bottles, burned out candles, remnants of incense, record album covers are scattered across the room. Hugh, Dan, and Penelope slowly stir, their heads heavy with the weight of a night filled with excess. The record player crackles and skips on a plastic Ono band track, echoing the fragmented memories of their revelations from the previous night. The lyrics repeat like a broken record. A symbol of their lost brilliance. Hugh rubs his temples, trying to piece together the fragments of their insights, but the haze of the hangover clouds his thoughts. Hugh, what did we say last night? I remember it was like a moment of clarity, a brilliant revelation. Dan and Penelope exchange bewildered glances, their faces etched with frustration. Dan, I can't remember, mate, it's all a blur now. We were onto something, I know it, Penelope. It's as if the universe took our insights and erased them, leaving no trace. All that brilliance lost in the fog of the night. They gather around the record player, trying to fix the skipping track, hoping that somehow it will trigger their recollection. But the needle continues to hop, disrupting the music and mirroring their fragmented thoughts. Fade out.